We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Solomon, it's good to have you back on the show. I'm just sitting here, and I keep thinking, what if the Bengals win? What if the Bengals pull off the upset? I mean, what are we going to say? Because I keep hearing Chiefs, 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 Chiefs. What if they do win, Solomon?
Well, there are some people who believe the Bengals have a shot at winning again. And it starts with a guy named Joe Burrow. Starts with a guy named Ja'Marr Chase. Starts with a guy that hung a 400-yard day and four touchdown passes, no interceptions on the Chiefs in week 17, a guy who set a rookie receiving record for 266 yards, even more than what you saw Gabriel Davis do to the same Chiefs defense. It's a team that's always just believed in themselves, didn't have a whole lot of help with everybody else believing, and it still didn't matter. They were still able to get wins against some of the best teams in the league and find themselves in the AFC Championship game.
It is Solomon Wilcots with his guys on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, man, this Bengals team is just – they got the juice. Solomon, so much is made about Burrow and just – I mean, you can't manufacture it, right? Either you got it or you don't. And he's got that swagger, and he's got a ton of it.
Man, you're right. He – you know, here's a guy that a couple of weeks ago after they beat the Las Vegas Raiders, people asked why was he not dancing and drinking, smoking the cigar like he did after the Chiefs win when they had clinched the AFC North Division title. He says, well, you know, when you clinch a title and you punch a ticket to the playoffs, that's a reason to celebrate. But once you get here and win, no big deal. He said, this is the standard now. We're going to be doing this from here on out. It was almost like he said, now that I'm here, we're going to be doing this as long as I'm here. I mean, he's got the kind of quiet confidence, and it's not cockiness at all. I mean, this guy, he said this back in August that it was his goal to win the division title and go to the playoffs. So you might say it started off being a believer of one, and now there are a lot of believers.
It's Solomon Wilcots, guys, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, let's talk about the coach. Let's talk about Zach Taylor and what he has done in his short term there. Now, obviously, he has the quarterback, and now you've got the wide receiver, and that helps a lot. Players, Jimmys and Joes. But what about the coach and his decision-making, his in-game management? Do you think that might cost him this weekend?
That's interesting you say that, because if you've been watching Zach Taylor all season, I could point to a game in Denver against a really good Denver Broncos team on the road. He designed a fourth-quarter play that really ghosted the entire secondary and got Tyler Boyd open for a touchdown that broke the game wide open for the Bengals. If you were to go back to even the Week 17 game, you know, there's a few of us working in the data analytics who understand that the best way to beat Patrick Mahomes is to keep him standing on the sideline next to Andy Reid. It's exactly what Zach Taylor did in the final 6 minutes of the game. He could have easily kicked the game-winning field goal. They tried to allow Joe Mixon entry into the end zone. He refused to take it, kneeling down at the 1 and 2 yard line. And then they end up kicking a game-winning field goal with no time on the clock. Stunned Patrick Mahomes. He thought he was going to get the ball back. Seems like Zach Taylor knows a thing or two about how to play against Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes more than the Buffalo Bills do.
That's the thing, man. The dude's got – we talked about the swagger. We talked about the coach. Because, again, that was really – watching the game on Sunday Ticket, you're like, what is he doing in the Chiefs? Meanwhile, you got a guy in Andy Reid – it was got a guy in Patrick Mahomes, and what was the line? Carl, be the Grim Reaper in overtime. First off, Solomon, as a guy that played in the secondary in college and pro, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they did the one defense you couldn't do in that situation, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, again, you don't give the ball back to Patrick Mahomes. The way you play the Chiefs, and Zach Taylor already knows this. Now, you know, execution is one thing, right? They pulled it off week 17. Let's see if they can do it again. But the Bills clearly didn't know. They literally thought, if we just score, that'll take care of the problem. Just score. No, you got to do a couple of things simultaneously. You got to score and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. You understand? You've got to do both things simultaneously in order to beat the Chiefs. There is just no score, score, score. They are comfortable. The Chiefs are comfortable playing that kind of game. Think about the Lakers, Magic Johnson. Think about a fast break basketball team. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, what you don't want to do is allow them to run on the open floor, right? Up and down the court. You better be able to slow that machine down. They don't want to play that slow, methodical pace. They don't want to have to take the check down. They want it to be bombs away. The teams that have had success against the Chiefs this season have forced them to play at a different tempo and a different style of play. They are going to get their points. Let's be honest. They're a good team. That's why they're hosting their fourth consecutive AFC title game. But the only shot you have of winning is to try to force them to fight a different fight and play a different style of play.
We're talking about the championship games this weekend. Let's shift gears and go to the other side. I want to ask you what your trust level is with Jimmy Garoppolo going into his championship game. Yes, he's played in a Super Bowl, but this up and down inconsistent thing that he has where you're just waiting for him to make a mistake has me wavering as to whether I should believe in him in this weekend's championship game against the Rams.
Well, look, I think I personally think you got good reason to be suspect. Jimmy G, I think, has shown a propensity on a consistent basis to maybe miss the critical throw or have that one errant throw at a critical time in the game. We saw it in Dallas. We saw it even in a Super Bowl, right? Kyle Shanahan does a beautiful job of leveraging what they do to present Jimmy G with the best opportunity to make a game-winning throw. And he consistently shows you that he may make it, he may not make. And I think that does put the game in peril. All you got to do is look at the numbers for George Kittle right now. So far in the playoffs, look, one catch against Dallas, four catches, okay, for only 63 yards against Green Bay. He had scored a touchdown since the 49ers played the Cincinnati Bengals in week 14. And the reason why is because as good as he is at the tight end, making plays down the field, he's got a quarterback that can't get him the ball consistently, and Kyle Shanahan has to design a play that relegates Kittle to being a blocker, and he's a great one, by the way, and he can't use a game plan where he's going to put him down the field where he feels the quarterback can consistently get the ball to him without putting the ball in peril. This offense now has to go through Deebo Samuel, who's very good, and the run game is very good. But they don't seem to be able to trust Jimmy G to throw the ball down the field to some of their really good talented weapons in the passing game.
It is Solomon Wilcott's guy, 6 years in the NFL, and again, knows something about defense. We were talking earlier with Chuck Smith today, Solomon. We were asking about how do you take a Kittle or how do you take a Kelce out? And as a DB, it's easier said than done. You got to jam him at the line, but in the case of there's other weapons, other guys are going to get open. Or do you say that's the one, I got to take Kelce out of the game if I'm the Bengals?
Oh, no, it starts with him, particularly down inside the red zone. He's a third down chain mover. I think you got to simultaneously take him as well as Tyreek Hill out of the game. And you're going to have to mix your coverages up. You're going to have to change who you double. If one of them is on the line of scrimmage, you got to jam them. The thing is, Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy do a really good job of putting their guys in motion, putting them in the backfield, stacking them in bunch formations where you cannot get the jam that you want to ensure a free release for Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. And don't forget about Byron Pringle and Mecole Hardman. These guys will break your back too. So, no, the Bengals defense got their work cut out. They did an excellent job week 17 in defending against this group, eliminating the big plays. You know, by halftime, both teams had combined for four touchdowns over 500 yards of total offense. So that was by halftime. So I still predict this game's going to be a shootout. you can't stop the Kansas City Chiefs. You can only hope to slow them down again and take them out of their rhythm and tempo.
Great stuff, man. I can't wait till these games play out. Again, Solomon Wilcox, guys, host of the Believe in Bengals podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. Continued success, Solomon. We appreciate the time today, man. Great analysts and analysis into these games, and I just want some entertaining games myself. That's all I'm looking forward to.
That's right. Keep up the good work, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.